This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, you're locked into The Pulse. You just heard the new one from DuckTales. It's Only Love. Do go check out the whole album. It's really a great listen. It's called Ramapo River Anthology. You're with Daryl and Hanif here on The Pulse. And our first story of the day, in light of the MCO 3.0, the government steps in to help musicians.
Yep. The Communications and Multimedia Minister yesterday announced a fund of up to 6 million ringgit from the Digital Music Content Fund, or DKD Music, to help musicians and artists to produce content under the Hiburan Dari Rumah program. This is the latest initiative, like you said earlier, Daryl, to help musicians and artists as we head to another lockdown.
That's right. So the DKT Music is part of the funds allocated under the Malaysian Creative Industry Stimulus Package, also known as PRISMA. It was launched in February this year to help industry players affected by the pandemic.
Yeah, it's a help that's definitely needed, but is it enough, especially as, like you said, like we're heading to another lockdown now. And you can't help but think about, you know, the plight of musicians again as they somehow, as their livelihood is now affected again, right?
But it's third time the charm.
Well, so to get a reaction from the news, we speak to musician Edwin Rush. He's the frontman of the band Toko Kilat. Thanks for joining us on the line, Edwin. So what's your immediate reaction to the news?
I think when you send the link over, I think kind of taken by surprise, because when you announce X amount of recipients have received the dana or the grant, you know, it's quite, the first question comes to mind is, how do you, if you're an artist or you're a musician, a performer, how do you actually acquire that? How do you get to that, right? Because all I saw in the news article was a screenshot of a Zoom conversation and, you know, a few people. I identified one or two faces, but the rest I couldn't really identify. So I think the question that came to mind is, okay, great. We are always grateful and thankful that the government is looking at the welfare of the arts communities. And I think we're always accepting of any kind of empowerment, right? If it's financial or even opportunities. But I think the question that came to mind is, like, how do we get this this dana? I mean, when COVID hit hard the first time, you know, there was a lot of initiatives that were launched to kind of, save the industry. And I think one of that was like Hiburan Dari Rumah, which is like you perform from home and, you know, it's kind of recorded and you put it out on your social media, and then so-called people will come in and view the content and interact with you, and so you can still kind of keep some kind of presence. But I think the question I would ask is, what was the data of that first, initiative, and how did that translate into the government thinking that was successful to then do the next, which is now, you know, like, you know, for me, it's like, okay, the first time we understood that, you know, it was more of like a lifeline, right? But for the second round, is this something that's going to really help artists? Because, I mean, let me be frank, man, like, I've seen some of my friends play on Facebook to, like, five people watching, you know, like on, and that's also if they're lucky, you know. But there are also some bands that I know who never receive any dana that have like 3,000 people watching as well. So again, I'm not sure what was the reasoning of the second effort.
Yeah, and that also equals, you know, no income for musicians, especially if it's hit to the lockdown. And while we're not sure how the funds will be distributed, how it's going to be rolled out, it looks like musicians for the foreseeable future, at least, are still expected to perform from home. Do you think this is fair in a way for musicians?
Which you know, comes to the whole question of planning, right? What's the plan? I think a lot of the artists or the ones that I have spoken to, again, you know, we are not like A-list kind of celebrities or whatever, right? So we're more of like, you know, in our small circle, we speak to like our friends, and most of the guys are asking and girls are asking, like, what's the long-term plan? I think the question has been put forward right even before the pandemic, right? What's Malaysia's long-term plan for the creative industry, especially for musicians? And, you know, you're right, you know, like now with... you have to understand, we artists had a place when the world was normal, but now when the world is a new normal, you know, like, how is that going to be relevant, right? Yes, we can entertain, but, you know, I think even as artists, you need to be inspired to entertain. You know, you can't just like I mentioned, like, some, I saw the list, there are also some buskers, some performers in in pubs, nightclubs, who like this is basically the bread and butter, and they're trying to channel some money to these people. I think if the this whole grant point of view was to basically salurkan some money or give channel some money to all these affected people, then it's a great effort. But if it comes in the whole notion of like, oh, this is going to kind of empower the industry and such, I don't know if that's really going to hit it on the nail.
Yeah, digitalization seems to also be the mantra too. And beyond utilizing social media, do you think that there are other ways for musicians to take advantage of the digital space? Is that perhaps a sustainable long-term plan?
And next, when you talk about the plans, and let's talk about the future, and as you mentioned, you know, us trying to digitize and stuff. I think, hold on a minute, because if you look at the West, the countries have already been fully vaccinated. You know, they're already announcing their summer tours, the concerts and stuff. Like, I just saw the whole Primavera, lineup that has already come up for the shows. So that means that, you know, okay, there's hope. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel might not be like 7 years, like how WHO mentioned. This whole pandemic might pan out, but it could be maybe next year if we all vaccinated and it kind of works, right? And that means that the world can get back to normal and we will have our place again. Artists and performers will have their place again. But maybe for the interim at this moment, you know, I think the financial aid is most important, because you have to understand it's a shocker to the system when suddenly your entire livelihood is disrupted and you don't have opportunities to go out and make that money anymore. And I asked a lot of friends, I said, like, you know, like, I mean, some friends are really great saxophone players or guitar players and stuff, and to ask them to suddenly pivot and go and sell burgers and try to make the same money, you know, this guy's got like a livelihood, got families, got house to pay, car to pay and stuff, right? So I would think that government should think about or look at best practices and what's been done in, let's not go too far, let's see what Singapore is doing or what other countries are doing to kind of aid the artists. I want to bring up two things that maybe could be something of a solution, simple solution. Maybe like, I think earlier, I think at the end of last year, there was a whole issue about the royalties, artist royalties. And there was like some SPRM going and raiding the RPM, PPM, PRISM and MACP offices and stuff. But I didn't follow through the news, I don't know what happened. But if that could be solved, at least then the royalties that are supposed to come in this year could already come in, and that could already be a chunk of money in all everybody's accounts. I understand that they bumped in $500 for all everyone who's registered with MACP, but maybe if that whole issue is solved, that whatever X amount of money that's supposed to be paid to the artist could be paid. And maybe if you know you're registered artist with a certain body, like, for example, I am registered with Karyawan, right? And if you are a registered member and you have a track record, maybe the money could be channeled direct to your account. So at least you could survive for the next 3-4 months, to kind of at least stay afloat. The thing is also, Hanif, I think, you know, we always need to find conclusion to all these problems, right? You know, I think my biggest frustration most of the time is, you know, okay, you identify the problem, but there's no conclusion, there's no solution. At the end, the thing just, lambat sebelum lagi jumpa panggil melerit, or the thing just melerit, and then you know what happens at the end, and we also kind of get fatigued and forget about it. But the truth is, there are real problems, and now with the pandemic in hitting our nation, the machinery is not working as it's supposed to. And, you know, if there's any time, I always tell this, if there's any time that any kind of aid is supposed to be given to the creative industry, it should be now. This is the dire straits that we have ever been in, right? This is the most intense period any creative industry patron or artist or whoever has been in, right? And if there's one time for the government to really show the prihatinness, is now.
That was Edwin Raj, frontman of the band Tokokila, talking about the recent allocation of 6 million ringgit for musicians and artists to cope during the third lockdown. Do you think that 6 million ringgit is enough for the creative industry? Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yeah, he brought up some really good points there, especially last part. It's time for now for the government to give prihatin.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, coming up on the program on The Pulse, we're going to be talking in a whole different jump about the K-pop culture in light of the collaboration with BTS and McDonald's. But first up, here's a new tune from A Place to Bury Strangers.
Yes, A Place to Bury Strangers sounds like a very violent band, but it's not. We have a new tune called I Might Have right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.